There's no question that public libraries are being challenged as they try to remain relevant in the age of the Internet. When the Fairfax County Library set out to implement a new strategic plan, the public decided to get involved, but probably not in the way library administrators expected. David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, this story got lots of attention at the VA News link.
Tom Jackman, blogger, reporter for the Washington Post, has had a field day with the story. In fact, in short order, the county reversed itself and put the strategic plan on hold.
Well, a highly energized crowd showed up at a meeting to encourage supervisors to do just that. One of them, Tresha Schlecht, told Washington's NBC4 TV why she'd been out with her camera.
I took those pictures because I know that they're a prelude to the overall vision of the library that is coming in Fairfax County.
And David, those pictures showed library books in the trash.
Basically, they were throwing a bunch of books in the dumpster without giving local branch friends groups a chance to look through the discard and use them in book sales and raise money for the library.
So the new strategy was fewer books and more digital services, and David, also a change in staffing.
The plan of the library was that with visitation down, they were trying to reach out into the community more and try to staff libraries, perhaps not always with someone who is a professional librarian who has a bachelor's degree in library science, but somebody who can help run outreach programs that would help draw people into the library or perhaps bring the library to them.
But as you've mentioned, that's all on hold for now. Here's another bit of contention in the news this past week. It's from Eastern Virginia, and it involves some land for sale.
Right. This is a story in York County. It's a story written by Joanne Kimberlin from the Virginian Pilot. Basically, it's just one of those stories about a family that had this land for 50 years, decided it wanted to sell it, and opened up a firestorm involving the military and the Civil War and preservationists.
All of whom are pretty insistent about what they'd like to see happen. The Navy is afraid development will interfere with sensitive training it does nearby. Preservationists are against it because the ground is part of a Civil War battlefield. They both asked county supervisors to rezone the land to make development less likely. The supervisors declined.
They voted 3-2 to keep it mixed use, which allows a much more intense development. The vote left the commanding officer of the nearby Naval Weapons Station visibly upset and preservationists stunned.
Now, David, these are issues that are likely to persist in that part of Virginia.
It basically, on the lower peninsula, can preservationists and developers and the military get along? It's a pretty tight fit in there, and I'm sure we'll be reading more about this in the coming weeks.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.